Part 31, Chapter 3. Johnny headed the Marine attack plane slightly east of south and turned on his view screens. This co-pilot was new, from the French refugees in the Alps, named Pierre Solens. He was quite young, recently trained. He still had a little trouble speaking Cyclo. Usually his duties consisted of simply shifting the minesight planes about, but as compound duty pilot, it had been up to him to deliver the ship to Johnny's house. He had not dreamed that in the next few minutes he would be flying co-pilot to the Tyler and heading for Africa. He had started out all right, but when he saw how Johnny took off, he had become overawed. He had never seen a plane lofted that way, like firing a bullet. And now they were flying hypersonic at only 15,000 feet. Would they clear the French and Italian Alps?
"We are awfully low,"
he timidly offered.
"People in back,"
said Johnny.
"Can't let them get too cold. Get to work with those view screens so we won't be running into any drones."
Drones, drones, drones. All his life, Johnny had been being looked at by drones. It was no exception now. The Chatoverian defense system was only half complete. Despite buying the company, it was an expensive system, almost three times as costly as the one the small gray men had described. But it was about 10 times as good. Automatic blast cannon that fired 1,500 miles into space could shoot down a space fleet with one salvo. Atmosphere drones that fired, space drones that patrolled orbits, probes that scanned anything moving within 10 light years. Real armor cable would make every city untouchable. As the system was incomplete, a lot of emergency stand-in drones were about, and they were attracted to anything flying. A huge green flashing light was going on top of the plane, and the box there, newly installed, was sending out the code of the day, which was so fast and so scrambled and changing microsecond to microsecond that an attacker could not hope to duplicate it. If the drones didn't see and hear it, they'd shoot. Ah, yes, here came the Mediterranean emergency drones, three of them, shooting over to have a look. The co-pilot was slow, and Johnny tuned a knob to focus them. Chatoverian drones, all right. Each one had a big eye painted on its nose. But those big staring eyes were not a Chatoverian fixation on decoration. A pilot would instinctively shoot into the center of them, and if a pilot did, the drone used the shot as a return carrier wave to send a surge back that blew up the attacker's own ammunition and thereby his ship. Don't shoot at one of those eyes. Nevertheless, they were a bit disconcerting, glaring out of the view screen. They nudged in like sniffing dogs, and then, satisfied by automatically cross-verifying with each other, they fell away and returned to their patrol sectors. The French pilot was looking back at the Alps. They hadn't hit any. But Johnny had his screens on the orbit drones now. They seemed to be disinterested, satisfied by the code of the day.